This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JD had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much. And then they clap for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like real loud, so that was kind of funny.
Are you concerned that there might be any blowback from that at all? Or, I mean, obviously, they did see you, right?
Yeah, they saw me this song. I mean, it was not embarrassing at all for me, so if I had to do it again, I would do it again.
It's my favorite call forever.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea who that is, but I'd do it again.
Jose Luis Ballester.
And he's an amateur, correct?
Yes.
That's awesome.
He also had the upside down hat logo, which Joe is
all
about.
Oh, no. He's
about.
The same guy?
Yep.
Oh, same no. Guy. Oh, no. Well,
there goes the stalker already there.
You like that?
Oh,
the upside down logo?
No,
I hate the upside down logo.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's, I hate it too.
Yep.
The pee and the crick, it's kind of funny. The upside down hat, I'm like, dude, no.
Yep. Stock immediately went down. I can tell.
Oh, now I'm upset. Did he get kicked out yet? Do we know? No updates yet? Is he playing?
It's because of the upside down hat now.
They wanted to slap his hand, but they wanted to make sure he washed him first.
they're waiting today.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
That really ruined the funny quotes for me. He's the upside down hat guy.
Yep.
I can't do that.
This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show brought to you by Northtown Automotive, whatever you're looking for. You'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I'm Derek Kramer. That's Zach Jones, who now wants a guy banned from the tour just because he has an upside-down logo.
Gone.
And we're joined still, and furthermore, by Kevin Sylvester. He of Tee to Green, PGA Radio, ESPN+, and you may or may not have grown up watching him, depending on how old you are.
Thanks.
But at least you know, grown up or watching him, you still watched him.
I think they watched the Sabres. And I'm not, you know, I think the only person who tuned in because of me was, like, family.
Take it.
And even then, some didn't.
Hey, man. So. It still works.
That's all right. I'm okay with it. It was fun. It's a great time.
And speaking of fun, you know, we have a fun little discussion about a dude who needs to sneak off to take a tinkle.
So now, let me just comment on that real quick. So, first of all, that is a rookie. He's an amateur. That's a complete rookie mistake.
Yes.
There are strategic. You have to plan. This is how I plan. Mm-hmm. If I'm walking with a group on PGA Tour Radio, like last week I was in San Antonio, I map out when I have a bio break.
Yes.
Map it out.
Yep. Yes.
I know where the porta potties are. Now, there's player porta potties, but the broadcasters, we use them too. So I know on which holes, like, all right, if I get to hole 7, that there's a spot right there that's on my way to hole 8. That's an easy one to hop into. And then usually I'll usually find one in the background, 14, 15. And there you go. So for him not to have this mapped out, I mean, that's certainly it's an important thing.
Yes.
To not, I mean, he can say, it didn't bother me. Like, dude, in Rays Creek, of all places?
Right.
Come
right.
on, where everybody saw it. Like, you may not be embarrassed, but that was not a good move.
Yeah,
not a good look.
You got to strategize. It's more than the game.
There's a player competing this week. I saw go a little further into the thicket last week on hole number 8 at TPC San Antonio, and I knew what he was doing. I said, there
Come
you
on,
go.
Guys. Like,
we all know.
I'm an aggressive road trip person when it comes to, like, your bathroom breaks. It's got to be when we stop to get gas, when we stop to get food, that's your bathroom break.
Yes.
I don't want to see everyone pulling over or like two exits later saying, oh, actually, I got to go to the bathroom. No, you don't.
You're 1,000% right.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, like, listen.
You can there relate are some, that to every man's life right there.
There are some times where, you know, emergency maneuvers have to take place.
Right. But if we stopped and then like 30 minutes later, you're like, I got to go to the bathroom. No, you don't.
But nope. I promise you.
No, you don't.
I promise you every other player in this event, except for Ballester, have it mapped out when they're going to use the restrooms provided by Augusta. There, you can't see on television. They're well hidden. But I promise you, everyone has it mapped out. And the fact that you couldn't wait till the 14th tee box, there's got to be somewhere
come on,
close.
Man. Yeah. Like, you're right there. You're
holy smokes, buddy.
Yeah, like if it was
your prostate can't be that enlarged right now as an amateur golfer when you're in college that you can't wait.
Yeah.
He is projected to tee off at 123 today. He is plus 4 through round 1. So, I mean.
Yeah, you're probably not
going to. Nick Dunlap, but he's not having a great.
You may
turn.
Not see him in the. Well, if he's low amateur, he'll be there Sunday evening in the Butler cabin for the presentation of the green jacket.
That would be interesting.
Could be. He's a really good player, actually, at Arizona State. They have a long line of great players and Spaniards that have come through. John Rahm, of course, most notable.
All right, so to the Masters now. We did mention Rory McIlroy, who has started off today much better. He's through 3, 1-under, which means now 1-under for the tournament. But yesterday, outside of Justin Rose, he felt like the story of the day, going from 4-under at 15, ending the day even par. You said you kind of had a theory, though, on the struggles Rory's having, notably the major struggles that he has.
Well, you look at Rory McIlroy, and he lives by the sword, he dies by the sword. And last year, look at the U.S. Open at Pine. He's got a chance.
Yeah.
I thought the shot on 15 is where he blew it. Like, too aggressive, that par 3 over the back of the green. What are the McIlroy misses? They're all long.
Mm-hmm.
Look at 15 yesterday. Now, even after last year, he examined it. He actually had lunch with Jack Nicklaus a couple weeks ago and going over shot by shot his strategy to play Augusta National. And Jack, you know, is quoted. You can look up and said, I told him I wouldn't change a thing. Now, that's going into it. But when you get into it, right? Now, 15, let's look at the double at 15 yesterday. It's a new green. New greens are always firmer. They replace 4 greens. 15's one of them. And that ball was bouncing. Scotty played it before Rory. Scotty went off the back of the green down there after hitting a beautiful shot that was hole high. And it's just from 230 yards, 40 yards. It's tough to, on a new green, to hold the putting surface. So you got to make a decision. Am I going to lay up, which, you know, that might be the strategy, but when you got a 5 or 6 iron in hand, you don't want to lay up, right?
Yeah, right. Come on.
And you know you got room behind the green. Now, Scheffler has the best hands in golf. The shot he hit this high shot with a ton of spin that stopped nearly immediately on the green. Rory does not have that. He's got really good hands, but Scotty has the best hands in golf to impact that spin on the golf ball. And McIlroy, the play to me is bumping that into the hill. If it's short, it's short. You got to accept 5 on that hole.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was willing to accept 5, and he paid the price. So, lesson learned. But then 17, what was his miss again? Long. Like, Scotty's miss was short in the bunker on 17. He got up and down. You've got to know where to miss. And Rory's misses have always been long, and that's where it paid. You know, look at 18 last year at Pinehurst. I've played that course with that exact pin position. And I don't, you know, people are on about missing the putt. That putt was so hard, not even funny. That's why you don't put it above the hole. You keep it below the hole, which DeChambeau did, and he won the golf tournament. So, and a lot of people have said if Rory had a different caddy, you know, it might be different. Someone that would you know, go and help him read putts, someone that would make him change the club. Now, Harry's a great friend of his, childhood friend, and Rory has stood by him, and he's won twice this year. He just won the Players. So, you know, it's again, live by the sword, die by the sword.
And that's the thing with the Players, too. Like, I don't think a lot of people were, because we've been there and done this with Rory a lot of times, but it felt like, okay, so he's won the quote-unquote fifth major in golf. Like, here we go. He's going right into the Masters, great form, the whole thing. But it also felt like so Rory to he's going to have to fight his way back to even being in contention on Sunday after being really good for most of the first round. He was there with guys like Scheffler and DeChambeau, Rose kind of going away from everybody.
Well, here's the one thing on this golf course, the back nine charge, right? I mean, it doesn't begin till back nine on Sunday. Rory will make the cut.
Yeah.
And Rory will, I think, be within striking distance. If he's within five on Sunday, he's got a shot.
Yeah.
Because Rory can make eagles. And, you know, he can easily eagle 13 and 15 on Sunday. You know, that's when you go for it, right?
Yep.
You're going for the win. So he's not out of it by any means. I know there's no one's ever won the green jacket, has had two double bogeys, you know, on the card.
Yeah.
Well, so he's got to overcome that. It's better to do it early.
Right.
Then
right.
later, if it's going
to
happen for
Rory
McIlroy.
Then have to wait until Sunday.
But it just shows you the margin. It's razor thin. Of winning on the PGA Tour. It's just like one little bad bounce, the ball could trickle into the water. I mean, it happens all the time.
We see it every year at the Masters. There'll be a guy playing well near water, and the round goes up in flames.
Hey, look at, why can't I, the Italian golfer, why can't I think of him right? He won the Open Championship, but he was just playing last week. Then he had back problems. He rinsed it in Rays Creek. He was leading, and, this is embarrassing. I can't remember his name.
It's not Finau, is it?
No, Finau. No. The shorter guy from Italy. Oh gosh, I'll look it up.
There we go. Yeah,
He won the Arnold Palmer. He won the Open Championship, and then the following Masters, he was leading till he got the hole 12, and then it just all fell apart, and his entire career fell apart. Like it just went all the way down, and he hasn't really recovered from it. And he's a great Molinari.
Yep.
Francesco Molinari, one of the great names is here. Francesco Molinari. It just like that hole seemed to do him in, not only for the Masters, but it seemed like for the rest of his career. Yeah, it really hasn't been the same since. It's like Mike Tyson when he got knocked out; he was done.
Yeah, no, everything after that. I mean, he's fighting what?
Everything
like Jake
changes.
Paul.
Like it's a monumental sort of thing.
It's funny. Now, Jeff Mead is from TD Green's text. He's Molinari, you idiot! I'm like, I know.
Yeah, I might have Jeff tomorrow. I might have him or Brian. We're going to find out which one of them is going to be jumping in for Sports Talk Saturday. So it's good to be able to reunite with the gang from Tita Green here.
Yes, because you both used to produce the show,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That means Evan's going to host a show next year.
We had to wake up early Saturday mornings, get here,
yep.
our cup of coffee. I never really want a cup of coffee. I'm an energy drink guy. I know it's a bad
I'm thing, actually neither. I'm a psychopath.
Yeah, you're just up. I can't do that.
I started drinking coffee because of morning radio back at WBEN in 1997.
Yep.
Now, listen, bars used to close at 4. I was a young guy then. And I remember coming in. I don't care about telling the story. If Tim Wenger's listening, Tim was still in charge then. there was one morning I came in. The great Bill Lacey was the morning show host, and they had the old WBN studio had a news booth and the main announce booth. It's kind of like this setup.
Yep.
And I come in. I had not been home. All right, I'll just say that
I had not been home,
and I come in and they started. Like, let's go to sports with Kevin Sylvester. And I started and I just. And talk back when I play a Jim Kelly cart. Do we have cart machines?
No, yeah.
Anyways,
no.
It's all computerized now. But anyways.
I remember the cart machines from Buff State.
So I play the cart, and Bill at talk back goes, "You sound terrible." and then I go back on. And at the end, he goes, "You better get a cup of coffee." And I'm like, "Bill, I don't drink coffee." He's like, "You do today, kid. Go get one." And
you're going to figure it out. You're going to learn today.
I drink coffee, yes, and learn to go home.
which is maybe the key there is to go home, get a few hours.
Be home is the lesson here, kids. So when it comes down, like obviously with the Masters and everything that's going on here, one of the topics of discussion over these past few years has been the landscape of the PGA Tour with LIV Golf and everything that's going on there and the future of that. Kevin, what is it looking like right now with how those LIV players are? Because like outside of DeChambeau, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of improvement or continued elite play from a lot of those LIV golfers.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, let me preface my statements. Like, I work for the PGA Tour.
Yes.
As a contractor. So I'm just putting that out there. Some say, well, he works for the tour. Yes, I'm aware of that. Okay.
Yes.
And they do not include me, surprisingly, on any of these meetings. I mean, I am just shocked.
Which is just disrespect.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Get Kev Sylvester to the meetings.
It's fractured. I understand why, you know, some players win. I mean, if someone offered you that kind of money, you could certainly understand it. But you're choosing money over legacy, and I think that's panned out. I think that has panned out. DeChambeau works at his game tirelessly. Like, mm-hmm. He was on the range to dark last night.
Yeah.
And he played pretty well. He's always working on his game. You know, the other guys certainly have had moments. Koepka last year played well in the Masters tournament. So it's not like they haven't played well. I do think there's some edge lost when you've got that security blanket. You know, like, mm-hmm. if you guys each got $5 million sitting in your bank accounts, you may not do as much research before the show.
Yeah, 100%. I hate saying it, right? But like, I can understand where these guys, where you don't have to make the cut. You know, they paid for everything. It's like, yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, you go out and you play golf, and you're probably good enough where you can compete,
yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying they don't have the desire to win. They certainly do, right? And then as far as what everybody wants, hey, are they coming together? I don't know. I know, mm-hmm. they continuously talk about trying to figure out how does it work. But I also, you look at the ratings this year for the PGA Tour, they're up, they're higher. When LIV has something that's rateable, it's not,
mm-hmm.
right? It's, it just doesn't seem to be the interest. And the format, to me, is not, you know, again, I'm more of a traditionalist. We're arguing about the Masters, so you might like it. I particularly
actually
don't.
Funny enough, I can't stand it. I love I love how like the PGA Tour does.
Because here's the problem.
Even from the casual lens, like I barely hear anything about like when do those people play again? Like when do those guys play? Good question. I don't know.
But if you're making a comeback, right, and you could be finishing on a hole 15, I think, on because they do a shotgun.
Yep.
So you could essentially finish in hole 15 instead of 18 and win. Like, where's the drama in that? Where's the drama in the guy who's leading and chasing him down, mm-hmm. hearing the roars with that? So I think that's part of the challenge. And the other thing the PGA Tour has done, which I think is brilliant, they found a way to essentially do what the NFL and NBA does.
Mm.
Let's get the best players out of college to come
right in.
They draft them. It's through PGA Tour University. There's a point system. Luke Clanton just qualified, mm-hmm. this year. Now he's going to play his college season and then next year join the tour. So they found a way. Oberg is a PGA Tour University guy. Hey, how did we get this guy on the PGA Tour right away? Boom. So it's another avenue for young players who are really good.
And it builds stars early. You get to know them younger before they become those big names.
Well, that's the other part that is key here. The PGA Tour with its television, mm-hmm. Right? PGA Tour Live, PGA Tour, like their media entities, it's able to make stars. So Brian Campbell, not the former Sabre defenseman who laid out R.J. Umberger in the playoffs on Easter Sunday, but Brian Campbell won the Mexican Open at Vedanta World, right? I mean, he wins in a playoff there, and you know, all of a sudden his life's changed. Now, you have the ability for the Brian Campbells of the world, the Joe Highsmiths, the lefty wears the sunbrim, who just made the cut on a Friday and wins a 72-hole tournament, not a 54-hole, 72-hole tournament, and he wins that on a Sunday. The PGA Tour leaves that ability to make stars.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jake Knapp, I think, is one of those guys that, you know, we all – that's a house – becoming a household name because he's getting more TV time because he won in Mexico. He's a personality.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Hulk Hogan pythons out there. He loves hockey, by the way.
There we go.
I talked Anaheim Ducks with him and Ryan Miller with him a couple weeks ago, actually.
Beautiful.
So – they make room for those players. So all that said, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think at some point you'll see players make. There's a ton of money with LIV,
mm-hmm.
but the tour is doing really well.
Yeah, the tour is still the tour, and I mean that's the thing too. Like a lot of these guys, they get to that point in their career where they're like, I'm here for the majors. Like that's where I'm making my legacy and all that stuff. I think Koepka's kind of become that guy a little bit where you don't really hear about him, and then it's every major he's going to be there. Or maybe
when Koepka signed, this was on. Do you guys watch Full Swing at all?
Every now and then,
on Netflix.
Yep.
So in Full Swing, the Koepka episode was before he was injured.
Yeah.
He was worried about his knee, like what was going to happen, and figured he couldn't compete with the guys anymore. So this offer comes and it's like,
he's like, I gotta take it.
Yeah, I gotta take this, right? How do I if I can't win anymore mm-hmm. out there, then why wouldn't I take this?
And then he goes and wins at Oak Hill.
And then he goes
and wins at Oak Hill.
Then he goes and wins at Oak Hill. You know, because he is a competitor and he's got a different mindset and mentality for that. He'd won too. I think he'd won at LIV prior to that also. So it's not like these guys like they're winning in their own league, and if that's all that's available to you, then that's all you can do, yeah. I guess.
I did want to ask you, because speaking about stars there, I think it's Joaquin Niemann is how you say his last
yes,
name?
Yes, Joaquin Niemann, yes.
He has sort of become LIV's first star that we created. Like, he didn't come over already having won championships or be the name. Like, he has sort of become this sort of face of the new LIV golfer. There was some feelings coming in the Masters. I think Phil Mickelson has even called him the number one, the world's number one ranked golfer. I think that's what he was saying, which no.
No.
No. He's even par. He goes off at, I think, about 110 today.
He's a heck of a player.
Yeah.
But he was a name on the PGA Tour before going to LIV. So I would argue mm-hmm. no. Matter of fact, I worked his first tour. His debut was in San Antonio 2017. I think he might have been a 17-year-old.
Oh, wow.
That was his, and he made the cut and had a good showing. But no, he'd been a winner on the PGA Tour. So no, he was an entity. That was a good get by them. Dude.
Yeah.
He's a really good young player. It wouldn't surprise me if he wins a major at some point in his career.
All right. And then I do want to ask you about Oberg, because we were talking about him in the break. He is a fascinating player to me because he looks like a robot. Like, I know people joke that he looks like Ivan Drago, which
yes.
I agree. I've seen him maybe smile once. It was when he won the Genesis this year. Like, he's so stoic. He's so good. Three shots back of the league now. Justin Rose at 8-under, Oberg and DeChambeau both tied for second with 5-under par.
When he won the RSM Classic, I think it was two falls ago, I worked that tournament, and I had his group. And, like, when you get a golfer, like, you stay with him the full week, no matter what. So
yeah.
I had Ludvig Oberg, and we called him Aberg back then. But anyways, it's changed. We got the proper pronunciation. And he did.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't crack a smile until I asked him to in the interview after the win. Like, you're gonna smile now that you won? He's like, yeah, it's good. You know, like,
hey, you know what? You did it. But, first one.
But he, I just remember that week watching him drive the golf ball, and just it had the sound that Rory has, you know, the sound that Tiger has. Like, you could just tell the pop off the bat, if you will. And he was so much further ahead
mm-hmm.
and just controlling his emotions, which you have to do to win. Now, you got to look like a duck
on yep.
the PGA Tour. Duck, you know, calm on top of the water. The legs are going, probably going furiously. Mm-hmm. Their heart's probably pumping. You'll hear players talk about, I walk slower, you know, take certain breaths. But you knew, I just knew watching this guy, like, this guy is a stud. He's a star. And, you know, he would have won at Torrey Pines earlier this year. The Farmers Insurance, but he got sick mm-hmm. and he had the flu and he had to withdraw from Pebble Beach. But then he came back and won it, Torrey
yeah.
Pines. So,
so
there you go.
Yeah, together.
He's again, guy who came through college, outstanding player. That Clanton kid's going to be great. Theodor Bjornsson, who came out of college too through PGA Tour University, he's going to be another good player. There's so many that are coming out that aren't intimidated by playing against.
Yep.
Here's the other thing: they're not playing against Tiger.
Yep. Yep,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
a huge deal.
Scotty can be intimidated. He's such a nice guy. Like, Tiger wouldn't even look at you. And
yeah.
they have these giant groups, and there's Tiger roars. Now, as much as they roar for Rory and Scotty, trust me, I've heard them in person covering them. There is nothing like a Tiger Woods gallery and roar.
And you hear that from a lot of the guys who did play. I think now it's more towards the end of the Tiger prime, but they still talk about it, how much it was like, no, that was a genuine fear factor of having to be near his group, in his group, what have you. Like, it was a thing, and it's not really there. I mean, we were talking about it too, I think, on air. Some people want to say that Scotty's getting close to the Tiger peak, where as good as he's playing, it's not.
It's not. It's close.
Mm-hmm.
It's close. Like, if he wins this week, which I think he will, but it's close.
It's close.
I mean, that year last year was incredible.
Yeah.
And that whole thing at the PGA Championship, he probably would have won that week too. I mean,
that's the worst part is I think right. most people acknowledge that if he doesn't get arrested, he probably wins because he still played well that day.
But here's what we've seen. This is what we've seen over the last decade or so on the PGA Tour. You have players who reach that pinnacle and then they fall. It's hard to maintain it. Life happens. Look at Xander Schauffele, right? I mean, any other year, he's the player of the year. But Scheffler won eight times, excuse me. And Schauffele wins two majors. He would have been the player of the year. But then he hurt his ribs. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been the same. He just came back a few weeks ago. He came back at the Arnold Palmer and he made the cut, fighting to make the cut. Xander Schauffele was right there. I mean, he was unbelievable last year. And so he kind of reaches that spot and then the rib injury happens.
Yeah.
That's happened to the guy we saw with Jason Day. He had the injuries. Dustin Johnson was number one and fell off. John Rahm was number one and left.
And left.
So all these things, attrition, we'll call it, happens.
Yeah, and that's kind of probably what makes it different with Tiger is that for the longest time he was able to stay as dominant as he was, and that's where those words are different. But it'll be interesting to see if Scheffler is able to keep things going here and try to challenge for a little bit of that noise.
Yeah, no, believe me, Scotty's driven. I mean, he's a competitor. He wants to win. You don't win if you don't have something.
Right.
As much as he wins and has one, if there's not something there. But his hands are amazing. I mean, really, he is so good. Find a weakness in Scotty's game. Everybody's talking
about
it. It
was the putting.
Well, was it? I mean, everybody's talking about he's not a good putter. Like, well, okay, he was ranked 40th.
Right.
I mean, 40th in the world with putting. And then he changes putters and bam, all of a sudden. And if you looked at his round yesterday, his misses were just off.
Yeah. I mean,
just off. And that's just reading the line. Mm-hmm. That's all that is. He just had the line off a bit. And he'll make those adjustments. But he always holes out from a bunker, chips in, just all these things that are just and you can always sense it when Scotty's going to do something. Like the times I've followed him, like, all right, you know what? This is hole 10 this year at Waste Management. On the turn, he's kind of struggling a bit. And I even said, they come to me, let's go out to Kevin Sylvester. And I'm like, Scotty Scheffler's in the fairway bunker here. And, this is about the time Scotty pulls something off and he holds out for eagle. Like, I could just, you could just sense it. You could just sense it by looking at him and following him enough. Like, I know it's going to happen. And it was kind of cool. His dad came over. He's like, man, I heard a great call. Like,
he has become that inevitable player that you know. A move is coming. Something's going to happen.
He does have that presence. Jordan Spieth kind of had that too. Like a lot of people, said Jordan Spieth had that Tiger-like presence where he'd walk into a room and he'd just kind of see he had all the attention. Jordan's a little taller than he looks on TV, and he kind of does have that presence, although injuries have had him falling off a little bit, but he's still a fun guy to watch play golf. Scotty has that presence when he walks into the room. He's a little taller, but he actually has that presence, but it's all around a super nice guy.
Kevin Sylvester here on the West Her Hotline. Before we get you out of here, thanks so much, by the way, spending an hour with us. I mean,
thanks for letting me invite myself to come
right?
in. Zach said, hey, can you come on the phone? And I had a meeting next door this morning. So I said, yeah, I'll come on. I got down early. So I enjoyed being in here.
I appreciate
it. It has not changed in 20 years.
No,
by
no.
the way.
Probably won't change for another 20.
I mean, speaking of traditions.
Before you get out of here, though, you guys have a special two-hour tee to green tomorrow morning.
We're on 2 hours tomorrow?
Yeah, 2 hours, 7 to 9.
Wow. I thought we were just an hour.
Oh,
I'm going to have to adjust some plans.
Hey, you know what? Good thing you stopped in, because now we let you know.
I'm supposed to play tomorrow. I don't know if it's late morning or early. I'm hoping to get my first outdoor round in.
There we go.
Like, I've golfed in the dojo a few times, but I'm hoping to get my first outdoor round in.
There we go. I hope for you because I need to.
Yeah, we need to play. Like, and especially we're watching everybody's watching the Masters. Like, you want to get out
getting
there and play.
Crazy. It's a
right?
problem.
Yes,
it is a thing. Yeah, like you watch something, and you go, I want a piece of it. Like, I want a little bit of my own. Like, I'm watching, for example, March Madness, and it's like, I went looking for old college basketball video games.
Yeah.
Like, it was like I kind of want to, like, play a little bit of that myself. I'm not a basketball player, so I'm not going to go out and try to dribble. But, like, and for example, you know it. I you guys have offered me an opportunity to take up the golfing lessons, and I still haven't.
You will.
Now, you have to produce Tee to Green to get that offer. You're no longer producing it, so you're out.
So that means you're out.
You're done. You're
that
gone.
Means you're out, too.
I am out.
So I never took up that offer, but I do have something that golfers do, and that's a bad back.
Yeah, that hits every golfer at every point in life, a little tender back. That's why you got to stretch and take care of things.
Kevin Sylvester here on the Western Hotline. We've got to take a quick timeout here. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to join the show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.